Now, let's go to Temple Moor because, as we heard in the bulletins earlier, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has today accepted a finding by the Garda Ombudsman Commission that a Garda failure to properly investigate sexual abuse allegations meant a suspected offender remained at risk to children. The case is outlined in GSOC's annual report published today. Commissioner Harris was speaking at the graduation of 102 new Gardaí at the Garda College this morning. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is there too. Paul, first tell us about the sexual abuse case, the GSOC report, and what Drew Harris had to say about it today.
Yeah, certainly the timing of the GSOC report, the timing of the release was interesting because it comes at a day when the Garda College has reopened at Temple Moor after the COVID pandemic, and 102 Gardaí graduated for the first time in over 2 years, including a lot from other countries, four from England, three from Poland, two from Lithuania, and new Gardaí from Guatemala, Saudi Arabia and Angola. But in relation to the case you're referring to, GSOC received a complaint in relation to a sexual abuse case. A victim of childhood sexual abuse reported allegations to Greater Manchester Police initially, and as the complaint was in relation to incidents which occurred in Ireland, the police in the UK referred the matter to An Garda Síochána. Now, it became apparent that after Greater Manchester Police had sent a comprehensive report to the Gardaí, there was a protracted period whereby very little action was taken to either conduct an investigation or to deal with the suspected offender, and GSOC says that this thereby left him to remain a risk to children. A complaint was received by GSOC, a GSOC investigator was appointed, he undertook a disciplinary, or should I say the investigator undertook a disciplinary led investigation, prepared a report. The Garda member concerned was found to be in breach of the Garda discipline regulation on two counts: failure to properly investigate allegations of childhood sexual abuse and failure to communicate with the victim on the progress of the investigation, and was sanctioned accordingly. Now, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris today accepted the finding. He acknowledged that the individual and systemic failure in this case had occurred. He said it was not good enough for the family, not good enough for the Gardaí, and he said steps had been taken to ensure that it wouldn't happen again.
You were telling us there, Paul, about the graduation of new Gardaí today. This is the first graduation in a number of years.
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, the Garda College was mothballed because of the COVID pandemic, and it was offered to the state if it needed in relation to testing or any other healthcare facilities. And no Gardaí were admitted to the college during that time. Since the pandemic has lifted, it has again reopened, and this is, as I said, is the first graduation in a number of years. And it's very interesting the type of people who are now coming forward to join the Gardaí. The Commissioner said there were over 11,000 applications, and all of them speak very positively, even though there are some negative stories and negativity surrounding the Garda Síochána. All the new recruits that we spoke to were very enthusiastic and very encouraged. For example, the young man we spoke to from Angola speaks a number of languages, including French, Portuguese. He came to Ireland as a 9-year-old boy and said it was his wish to join An Garda Síochána. And he said that he worked in community policing before he graduated today, and found a very positive response, not just from people in general, but also from people within his own community. They were very happy to see him in An Garda Síochána, and he hopes to continue to work in that area. He also said, he was asked about whether Ireland, he felt Ireland was a racist country, and he said no, he didn't believe it was. He said there are incidents of racism in this country, but by and large, he said he and people from his own country have been treated very positively in Ireland.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul.